At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everybody, this is Full Draw Friday number 61. This week, I'm going to be talking about early season tactics, what we can do to be successful throughout the opening weeks of the season. I'm going to talk about a couple places, locations that you could find these deer, some time frames, some events that to be looking for, and then a little bit on the back end of that, what you maybe shouldn't do. So before I get into it, don't forget, if you guys want in on the Big Buck Contest, to go over to RidgeHunterOutdoors.com and you'll see the Big Buck Contest menu option at the top. Click on that. It'll take you to the registration page. It's $30 to register. You just fill out the form at the bottom. With that, you'll get a free t-shirt at the end of the year. As always, you'll be entered automatically for a chance to win a Tacticam Reveal Generation 2 and a day pack. It's a backpack, like a full-size backpack as well. Those would be the two drawings for this year. And then the grand prize for the winner is a Savage 220. So if you do happen to kill the biggest buck, that'll be your prize. I think last year the winner was 148 inches. So keep that in mind. If you got one you think's going to beat that, that was the mark from last year. I think the year before that it was in the 160s. So that's kind of what you're shooting for. Somewhere in there, somewhere in that 150 range could get you a Savage 220. So get over there. If you guys want in on the contest, make sure you get registered before the end of next week. We got a week left where registration is open, and then that'll be closed. The season will be started by then. I wanted to give a little bit of time after season started just in case people hadn't had time to think about it yet. But know that it ends next Friday. So if you want in on that, make sure you get in on it. That said, let's get into Full Draw Friday number 61. Early season, obviously, it is almost here for us in Illinois. Our season starts next Tuesday. For some of you, it's already been early season for a couple weeks now, which hopefully you've had some success. If you haven't, maybe you can use some of these things we're going to talk about to change that, especially as we roll into October, because things do change from the middle of September to the beginning of October a lot of times. Especially right now with this cold front that we just had moved through. So if you guys' season is already open, I hope you've been taking advantage of that already. And this weekend is going to get even better, I think, with this rain moving through, at least where we're at. But the first thing I want to hit on is locations where you can potentially have the most success during the early season. One thing you can take advantage of is bedding areas. If you know where the bucks are bedding in general, usually, the closer you can get to those in the early season, the better, just because they don't have to move as far. They're not going to move as far in the daylight until things start, the foliage starts dying, leaves start falling, things like that. So there's just, it's so plentiful in the woods right now. If they have a good secure bedding area and they've got food in it, they've got water close by, they just don't have to go very far, and they're probably not going to until the nighttime. So keep that in mind, that if you can find that bedding area, it might be a good place to go find them. However, there's a caveat to that that I'm going to hit on towards the end of this episode, so don't miss that. But some other places that you can find these deer, if you can find the acorns, you got a pretty good chance of seeing one before they go out to their food source for their destination food source for the evening. Last year was an exceptional year for acorns, so even if you found them, it wasn't a guarantee that you were going to see deer over them, and it's still not, but it wasn't as much of a guarantee. The chance was even lower because they were just so plentiful and they were all over. So the deer didn't have to go far even to find acorns. It wasn't like there was one tree that was dropping better than all the rest, so that's where they were going to be. This year, I don't think it's quite as much of a bumper crop of acorns as we had last year. That's something that I've noticed while I've been out moving cameras around and putting in plots and stuff like that. I found one specific location that I really like for the early season if I can get the right wind. It's under a white oak tree. And this is kind of some stuff that I think you should look for is The acorn's on the ground, obviously. You can hear them falling. You look up at the tree, there's still a bunch in the tree. On the ground, you're looking for just the caps left where the deer have actually been in eating them. Because if you've just got a bunch of full acorns left, that's great, but nothing's found them yet, nothing's eating them, so it doesn't do you a lot of good. You could sit there and watch the acorns fall, but you're probably not going to see a lot of deer. So if they've been eating them, there will be the caps laying around. Obviously, some of that can be squirrels, raccoons, whatever as well. But just know that if there's no empty caps, nothing's probably eating all the acorns yet. Also, one way you can make sure that it's deer, at least part of the time, is by looking for tracks. And I don't mean like specifically like if you're looking for buck tracks or doe tracks. If you do find something that is a pretty good sized track and it is set down deeper than all the rest of them where it seems like it might be a heavier deer, that's even better because that's a good chance there was a buck that's been feeding on those acorns. But if you can find those tracks within that little feeding area, that's going to be another sign. Another one is just piles of deer crap. If they're standing there long enough, that's going to happen. It means they're probably spending some time there. So all three of these things are something that I found and I'm excited about for the early season in one location. It had all the acorns on the ground. You could tell they'd been eating them because there were a lot of caps laying around with a lot of other acorns that hadn't been eaten yet. There were tracks all throughout it. There were piles of crap through the whole area. And it's actually right on the edge of a cornfield too. So they've kind of got really good cover right there. They feel safe about it. I think it could be a really good spot for the early season. Those are kind of places you're going to look for where they might be feeding, and that could be in the timber. It could be on a field edge like that, especially if you still have standing corn. Not necessarily going to see it in a bean field just because that doesn't provide the same cover. And also, those acorns are going to be a lot harder to find tangled up down on the ground underneath all those beans as they would be with a standing cornfield. So that's something that you can keep in mind. Acorns are always a big one, especially in the early season. Another one is your green food sources. So whether this is a soybean field that hasn't turned yet, when the leaves start to turn yellow, the deer aren't going to eat them as much. We talk about that a lot. But if they're still green, that's probably a good place to sit. And if nothing else, you're probably going to see deer. If you can look over a big green field, as long as you got a way to get out of there without having to walk through it, you're probably going to see some deer. And if you can figure out those inside corners or low areas where they're going to be entering and exiting most often, if you can get on one of those, you got a decent chance. Just know that if it is a big field, and usually it's going to be in our area and throughout the Midwest, it's probably a destination food source, so they're probably not getting there until dark. So unless you just have one on a fairly regular pattern, or you've seen them coming out in daylight, or maybe you're just after a doe and you know they're coming out in the daylight, you can do that. But if you're after the mature bucks, or if you're after one and you're not seeing them actively on that bean field, or if you're not actively getting them on camera, you might could go back and backtrack from that green source. And that's something that I would recommend most of the time if you can do it. If all you can hunt, all you're allowed to hunt is that field edge, try to find where they're entering and exiting and go to that. And that's also going to give you some room to play with on your exit route too, because if they're entering there, even if something you don't want to shoot, hopefully they'll have fed off and you can slip down out of the tree and get out of there without spooking them. But if you can get back in the timber or back in the cover closer to where they're coming from, that's going to give you more chance of seeing them in the daylight, because you're going to catch them on their way to the food source instead of when they're getting there, which might be later depending on the deer, depending on the situation. It may be too late by the time they actually make it to that bean field. So while it can be a good green food source, at the same time, you might have to move off of a little bit. Just know that just because you found out where they're feeding doesn't mean you have to hunt that. Use that to your advantage to figure out where they're coming from, and then back off of that a few hundred yards, especially if you can combine the two, the acorns leading into, like that feeding area of acorns, all that sign I was talking about leading into a bean field, that's going to be a dynamite place to be for the early season. If you guys are looking for your own piece of ground to manage and hunt, Rodney Hawkins is a guy you need to talk to. He grew up hunting and fishing in Southern Illinois, and he's now putting that love for the outdoors into selling recreational properties as a land specialist with Midwest Farm and Land. Midwest Farm and Land isn't your average real estate company. They do residential properties, but they also do a ton of recreational property sales as well. Rodney himself sold over $7 million worth of properties last year alone. They've got agents like him all over Illinois, so they're really a local company with a national reach. For more info on them, what might be available, or even getting your property listed if you're looking to get rid of one and maybe get into something else, you can contact Rodney directly at 618-925-3153, and he'll get you taken care of. He's also got his own company called RG Outdoors that currently has products from Radix Hunting, Tacticam Trail Cameras, Camo Dust, and he's adding new stuff all the time. So if you're interested in any of that, go over to their Facebook page, RG Outdoors. Email them at rgoutdoors@yahoo.com. Or again, just call Rodney directly at 618-925-3153. Other green sources, obviously your little clover plots. Those are really good in the early season. And if you got little brassica plots as well, like radishes and stuff like that, all that green source is going to be good in the early season. Those are places where you can hunt over the plot and have some success, because if you've placed them properly, most of the time that's going to be a little staging area, just like the acorns would be, where they're coming in there and they're feeding on their way to their destination field, whether it be that bean field or cornfield or maybe it's winter wheat at some point. That's where you can hunt over those and have them coming into those during daylight. And you'll see that maybe on your cameras. You see that in your scouting. Even if you haven't seen it on your cameras yet, those are going to be good places to be, because you want to be there when that picture gets taken, right? You don't want to wait for that and then miss it. You want to be in there on those green sources early. That's the place where you're going to find those deer. Again, you don't necessarily want to be walking into it or walking out of your food plot set up through where those deer are headed. So if you don't have a good entry to it, you don't have good access on the way in, where you're not having to walk through a bedding area, and on your way out you're not having to walk through the food, keep that in mind. But those can be really good spots as well, those little green food plots that you got, and especially when the beans do start to turn. So I talked about that already. When they start to turn yellow, the deer are going to be looking for other green food sources. So when that happens, that clover plot, that radish plot, is going to get even better, because now it is getting to be their only green food source. As the beans start to turn, as the other foliage starts to turn, they don't have as much browse available back in the timber around their bedding. They're going to be seeking out those other green sources. That's where your little kill food plots really come in handy. Now, when should you be looking at this kind of stuff? Depending on the setup, any given day could be decent in the early season, but I wouldn't recommend going and crashing on necessarily your best spots in the early season just because you do have a green food source or something like that. However, if you do get a cold front coming through like we just had, it went from 90 degrees down to 70s for the highs. If you have a weather event like that, if you've got a big rainstorm where it's been raining for, let's say, 12, 24 hours, those deer have been held up. After that rain quits, they're going to be wanting to get out and get on their feet and be feeding, especially if it's a bigger storm. Heavy, heavy winds, if you've got some of those blowing through, when they start to lay a little bit or hit a certain window, deer might get up and be a little more active for that too. That kind of stuff, keep an eye out on. Those cold fronts in the early season can be really, really good, especially combined with those feeding areas that I've already talked about. The other thing to focus on as far as when is the evenings. You can mess up a lot of stuff by trying to hunt mornings in the early season, and most of it has to do with access. And it also has to do with the fact that usually the deer are back in their bed by the time you get to your stand anyway. Most of the time in the early season, you're not going to catch those deer up on their feet late. They're going to be there well before daylight, already back in their bed. So you're not even going to see them if you're trying to hunt them on their way back to their bed. If you're walking through their bedding area, you might bump them in the dark going in. If you're walking through food, you're almost surely going to bump some deer that are still lingering, especially those does if they've got fawns with them. Those are going to be the deer that are out in the food sources a little later. The bucks are going to make it back to their beds earlier, so you're taking a chance of bumping deer no matter where you go in, no matter where you come out, you're taking a chance of bumping deer. So mornings are just really risky in the early season. If you do have something on, a pattern where you've been seeing them in the mornings, you got pictures of them in the mornings, whatever, if you have somewhere where you know you can get in and out without bumping deer, then by all means, if you get a cold front and you want to hunt the morning, maybe that's the only time you got to hunt, get in there. You can have success hunting the mornings, but if you have the choice and you can and it's not your only time to hunt, I definitely prefer the evenings for the early season. It makes things a lot more simple when it comes to your entry and exit routes. Makes things a lot more simple when it comes to figuring out where the deer are going to be. And they're usually going to be on their feet if they're going to be on their feet in the daylight, it's going to be the last hour versus the first hour, at least for the first week or two of the season. The last thing that I mentioned earlier is kind of a caveat to a lot of this, really, is don't ruin tomorrow's hunt today. I say this all the time. You can't kill that big buck tomorrow, this afternoon, but you can sure keep yourself from killing him tomorrow, this afternoon. And whether tomorrow be literally tomorrow or 2 weeks down when he's in the pre-rut phase or during the rut, you can really mess things up for yourself in the future if you go in today without a plan, if you go in on a bad day, if you go through that food source at night and you spook that buck and now he knows you're out there hunting him. You may never see him in the daylight after that, especially if you walk through his bedroom in certain locations. It could be a bad deal. So just know that while we're all excited about season opening back up and being able to get back out there, you don't want to get too aggressive too early. And I would never recommend that you get too aggressive anyway if you can stand it. If you have to, you have to. I know pressure dictates a lot of that for a lot of people, depending on your hunting location or if you're on public ground or if you're trying to beat the gun season as we get later in the season. But definitely don't get too aggressive right now. There's plenty of time. We're just talking about opening day coming up Tuesday, even if it's already started. You're only 2 weeks into the season, if that. Not, I don't think quite 2 weeks into the season yet. So just know that early season is just that. It's early. You don't want to go in there to your best spots on a borderline day and mess something up and then not be able to kill that deer on October 25th because you went in on October 2nd and thought you were going to do it and you just ended up ruining it for yourself. The best is yet to come when we're talking about the season. All right, so early season definitely can be good if you got one on a pattern. If you do have some of those things that I talked about, you can absolutely have success through the early part of the year, but your best chance, in my opinion, is generally going to be later on in October, and then the randomness of the rut could play into that as well. So make sure you're not messing anything up. Don't get too gung-ho about it. I know it's really easy to get really excited about getting out there, and you want to go sit your best stand, and maybe you've had a picture of a buck at night in there, so you're going to hope he comes by during daylight when you're there. If you can refrain from that, if you don't have to do that, I would recommend better safe than sorry. Low risk, maybe low reward, but take advantage of the cold fronts, take advantage of those food sources, take advantage of travel corridors to the food sources, the evenings, all those things, and just don't ruin tomorrow's hunt today. That's all I got for you on this Full Draw Friday. Good luck out there. I won't talk to you guys again on a Full Draw Friday until deer season opens. We do have a good episode coming up for you guys on Monday, so make sure you stay tuned for that. I know you're going to enjoy it. I really enjoyed the conversation that we had. So be on the lookout for that. We'll catch you guys then.